Donald Trump recently dined at Mar-a-Lago with the artist formerly known as Kanye West, who's made anti-Semitic statements, and a guest of his, a man the FBI calls a white supremacist. The reporting on the meal has centered on the politics of a former president welcoming a white supremacist to dinner. In a statement, Trump said he didn't know him, but he also didn't disavow his beliefs, which we wanted to know more about. And a warning, they're pretty horrific. The white supremacist is 24-year-old Nick Fuentes, a former Boston University student who says he was hounded by fellow students after he attended the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017. Will Sommer is a politics reporter for The Daily Beast, also author of an upcoming book on QAnon, who's been following Fuentes. And Will, start with the Trump dinner. Last week, days after Trump announced his presidential run, one of Trump's campaign workers was with West and Fuentes when they came. What do you make of Trump's claim he didn't know who he was?
I mean, the whole thing is very bizarre to me. As someone who's followed Nick Fuentes for a while, the idea that he's now, you know, breaking bread with the former president, it just really, you know, it's either a failure to sort of gatekeep who's at these dinners, or, you know, potentially I think Trump's just lying here. I think we know Trump is steeped in a lot of kind of the pro-Trump internet. You know, he often signals to QAnon, for example. And, you know, I think it's very possible that Trump was aware of who this person was. And didn't really have any problem with
it. Well, it's also odd, maybe, because Fuentes is a Holocaust denier who was enraged at then-President Trump for his embrace of Israel. Look, he has a podcast, followers called Groypers. What do they believe?
Right. I mean, so these are just out-and-out white supremacists, white nationalists, whatever you want to call them. I mean, these are, Fuentes is sort of the vanguard of the racist young right in America. You know, these are Charlottesville people, people who are at that march. I mean, they believe that essentially America has, you know, is controlled by Jewish people, and that it is sold out to Israel and you know, all these other sort of racist beliefs. And so they want to see, you know, they essentially want to see a white power movement.
Yeah. After the 2020 election, he called on his supporters to storm every state capital until Trump is inaugurated for four more years. But we understand that part of his drive is that he and his followers don't think conservatives are conservative enough.
Exactly. I mean, they see, you know, much of what we think of as the conservative movement, you know, the most members of Congress, for example, the sort of the Beltway Republicans, they see them as, you know, little more than Democrats. And so Fuentes is sort of the public face of this very radical movement. You know, to give you an example, they often go to CPAC, the main conservative conference, and kind of cause trouble. And as a result, they get banned. But while they're there, they, you know, try to harass mainstream conservative figures, stuff like that. So they sort of see themselves as these kind of racist agitators pushing the party to the right. Yeah. And they've often been successful in that. You know, they targeted Turning Point USA, this campus conservative group, saying that they weren't hard enough on immigration. And they did succeed in changing the group and making its position more hawkish.
Right. We said he denied the Holocaust. Look, this is so tough to hear, but he promotes a comparison of Jews burned in concentration camps with cookies in an oven. You know, horrific. How is it that he met with Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar in 2021? He's photographed with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. He's 24. He's dining with the president. How is this happening?
It is. I mean, it's really bizarre. I mean, I think, and you know, he's not just getting photographed with these members of Congress. They're appearing at his conferences, like events that his group puts on. They're supporting him. And I think fundamentally, you know, beyond just individual meetings, individual dinners, this boils down to an inability among many people in the Republican Party to sort of gatekeep what's going on further to the party's right and to say, particularly in the Trump era, the post-Trump era, to say this person goes too far, this is too much for us, and so really these characters, these really outright racists like Fuentes, are able to get in.
Well, and you know, in the few seconds we have, we really haven't heard any condemnation of this dinner. Again, a 24-year-old. Do you think he has a violent movement, the Groypers? I mean, what is your sense of his future in just a few seconds?
Well, certainly, yes. Certainly some Groypers have already been arrested for violence, some people affiliated with them or for plotting violence, people who, you know, have been photographed with Fuentes. So, yeah, I mean, it's a very dangerous group.
Yeah. He was also at the January 6th insurrection leading them, although outside the Capitol. Will Sommer, politics reporter for The Daily Beast, also has an upcoming book on QAnon. Looking forward to that. Will, thank you so much for joining us to talk about white supremacist Nick Fuentes. Thank you.
Thank you.